And I think many of the fathers in the room, the same thing, they'd be willing to lay down their own life, to sacrifice their life in order to save their child's life. They'd be very hesitant to sacrifice their son's life. They'd probably be readier to lay down their own life than they would be ready to lay down their son's life. And so we're missing out on something about the love of God when we don't comprehend the fact that God the Father gave his only begotten son and that he sent his son to die on the cross for us. We're missing out on an aspect of the love of God. And you say, well, that's different because he's God. You know, so the father-son relationship there is different than what we would have between an earthly father. Yeah, you're right. I guarantee you that the father's love for the son is greater than an earthly father's love for his earthly son. In fact, the very relationship of father and son that we enjoy on this earth with our own children came after the relationship between the father and the son that existed before man was even created. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God eternally exists as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so therefore, the very relationship of Father and Son that we have on this earth is patterned after the heavenly relationship that already existed between the Father and the Son in heaven. So don't downgrade the love of God the Father for the Son. The Bible says the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.